أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأن لو استقاموا على الطريقة لأسقيناهم ماء غدقا لنفتنهم فيه ومن يعرض عن ذكر ربه يسلكه عذابا صعدا. وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. وأنه لما قام عبد الله يدعوه كادوا يكونون عليهم لبدا. صدق الله العظيم. From very early in the surah, the ayats that we discussed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala related the words of the jinn, their conversation, and with regards to their iman and the realities of themselves. Here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now speak directly to us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّوْ إِسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَ, that if these people, that is referring both to insan and jinn, become steadfast on the path of truth, the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا, then we will give them an abundance of water to drink. In other words, we will provide them this abundance of water. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about water. Some of the commentators have expressed the opinion that when we look at the originality of our sustenance, then it originates with water that comes down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No water, no food, no way that human beings can sustain themselves. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's reference is to an abundance of rizq, an abundance of sustenance, and an abundance that comes down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this form. Others have also stated that there was a lengthy period of time in Makkah in which there was a drought, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to that, that they came to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking or interceding, asking him to intercede on their behalf in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to that, لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي. But even then, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down an abundance of sustenance because of man's obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah will do it so that Allah ta'ala may try and test man in this abundance of sustenance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants. On the one hand, Allah would want to see, Allah knows everything, Allah ta'ala has full knowledge of it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want to show us ourselves and the rest of mankind, who are those that will become appreciative to Allah, who are those that will make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the various different kinds of ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down upon us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants. Then there are those commentators and ulama that have also drawn our attention to the fact that this could also be a kind of respite, a kind of rope that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us. Are we going to drown ourselves in the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become arrogant? Or are we going to turn towards Allah in total appreciation, realizing and understanding that everything we have, not only the tangible material things that Allah has given us, but every other ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us comes from Allah. We are totally unworthy of it, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives it to us only and purely because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon us. Again, not only the tangible things. Are we as human beings worthy of putting our heads on the ground and making sajda to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Or is it a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has granted unworthy servants to do that? Are our tongues worthy of taking the name of Allah and praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Or is it the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted? So linaftinahum fi, so that we may try, we may test them in these abundance that we have granted them. وَمَنْ يُعْرِدْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ, then whoever turns away from the dhikr, from the remembrance of his Rabb. Here the remembrance will obviously refer to the remembrance of Allah on our tongues, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the different parts and the limbs of our bodies, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَسْلُكْهُ عَذَابًا سَعَدًا, then we will trust him, we will cause him to go into this azab, sa'ada, which is an upheaval azab, an azab that is absolutely tormenting. Some sahaba, like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say, azaban sa'ada. Sa'ada is a kind of mountain in the fire of Jahannam, and this mountain is a fire on its own. One is a fire and one is a fire that is heaped up, and that is that azab and sa'ada for those people that turn away from the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, and remember that the masajid, one common meaning will be the places of worship, the masjids belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this was because when we look at the Yahud and the Nasara, they built the synagogues, they built their churches, and in those synagogues and churches, they had ascribed partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, something that was supposed to be preserved only for the remembrance of Allah, only for the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They used it and they utilized it in committing shirk. At that particular time in Makkah Mukarramah, till the conquest, the Baytullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was filled with idols, and in which shirk was made. They ascribe partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa anna al-masajid alillah, the masajid, the masjids are only for the remembrance of Allah and the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some ulama have stated another meaning is the sajda is only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Do not make sajda to anyone else. In other words, do not worship anyone else. And some have stated masajid here refer to the limbs of the body that go down into sajda. Our forehead, our noses, in other words, our faces, both our hands, our knees, our feet. In other words, our entire bodies are only supposed to be dedicated to Allah in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, and do not call upon anyone else with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a partner. In other words, do not commit shirk and do not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ, and certainly when the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stood and he called upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and when he made the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who was the servant? None other than Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he stood in his salah and he performed his salah and he made tilawat of the Quran Kareem, kadu yakununa alayhi libada, then they came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in throngs, trying to swarm upon Rabi'a Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here again, various meanings have been given. One was referring to the jinn itself, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood there and they came and they thronged around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they heard the kitab, the Quran Sharif, being recited by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Others is whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make tilawat, Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum would come around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then again we saw that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make tilawat of the Quran, even the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and they came and thronged around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They crowded around them, but for them it was no means of hidayat. It was a means of distancing themselves from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.